Log Talk. Welcome to Awakenings. That was a bit of Sunrise by Thunderbeat from her Ancient Sun CD, and I just absolutely I love that CD of hers. And so I get in little grooves where I play the same music over and over. I'm your host, Michelle Mache, and you have surfed into Awakenings, part of the Converging Flow. We come here to connect in. It's interactive here. It's live, and it's internet talk radio. The focus is on grounding the spiritual processes of awakenings and mapping the changes that are going on and learning about the terrain of transition and change in the succession of the awakenings that we're all going through. So it's not just one awakening. A lot of people think that, poof, there's one awakening, a spiritual awakening, and there I am. No, there's many, many. Just like ahas, there's many ahas. So if you're new to Awakenings, welcome to the Sacred Space of Empowerment, which is also known as the chat room. There's some amazing beings there that can guide you to the how-tos of the chat. If you'd like to register, you can listen in the chat room. However, if you want to respond, you need to sign in, and it's not really a big deal. They don't ask a lot of information. Some people prefer listening by phone, which you can call 347-539-5122, and you can listen, and you can also ask questions by, as Kathy had told me in the chat, Kathy 1, by pressing, I think it's 1. If I'm wrong, Kathy, let me know. Pressing 1 and a little hand goes up on the switchboard. But I usually check in with the people that I see on the switchboard and see if they're just listening or if they have a question or a comment. We love comments, questions, debating, agreeing, disagreeing, and then agreeing. So if you do have any comments or questions, you can put it in the chat with the typing in caps or the question mark icon, which is next to the send button. It's got a smiley face on it. And Kathy's confirming it is the one, pressing one. Okay. Or you can ask questions by calling in. That's fun, too, because we get to also hear your voice. Those of you new, also, I've been Twittering. I love my Twitter. I am at Awakenings Radio. So if you want to tweet me and keep in touch that way would be fun. And in fact, I think I'm going to tweet what we're doing right now. I'm going to tweet this, and people will know that Dr. Lynn is going to be on very soon, very shortly. So let me know, how is everyone doing? I'm doing pretty darn well, as I put in the chat. I'm feeling pretty good, actually. Had a wonderful meditation this morning. A little bit of a run. Well, started out as a run, and it moved into a jog, which moved into a walk. which my little four-legged animal being love bug, Yoshi, very small, little Pekingese, was, let's see, I would love a reading. Radio, okay, cool, when she comes on. I see you 402, so I know that you're there, 402-477. I getcha. I see you on the switchboard there. Anyway, little Yoshi was just whoop, passing me by, and but it's fun. We had a fun time at the beach, and I think it's important just to kind of chill sometimes, to pull back and get reflective in life. I think a lot of the people here that are listening do this as well. It's very difficult to hear the messages of the soul. It's very difficult to hear the impulse of spirit or feel it, where spirit is moving you, when a lot is going on in your life and you need to pull back. Because sometimes the flow is quite hectic. Sometimes there's quite a lot going on. Part of the awakening is connecting to that aspect or that part of us that is always listening, is always responding, and that's living from a soul level. We have an imprint that we've all come in with, and this imprint is ever evolving. This imprint is why we're here. So if you want to find your soul's purpose or connect in with the authenticity of the truth of who you are, one needs to connect on a soul level, which we've talked, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, the body, the mind, the spirit. The soul, as we are in this new transition, the new age, is going to be more and more and more and more important. And I'm emphasizing more and more and more and more and more. That's a lot of the level that I work with, is the soul. Because the soul is the memory of why we're here. It's the sum total of who we are, how we are. It's our signature pattern. It's one of the first aspects of form, because spirit, that life force animating energy, takes many forms, and the soul is but simply one of those forms, a collective soul as well as the individual soul. So, you know, it's important to connect in with your soul's purpose and know that purpose and to begin to live by that purpose. And many are. I find more fulfillment when I'm living my soul's purpose. And it doesn't necessarily mean what you're doing. It's more how you're doing, and are you connected to that aspect of you? It's in connecting with that aspect that you see everything as part of your soul's expression, your divine expression. Makes life a lot more special, a lot more fulfilled. And I don't know about all of you, but I'm definitely into fulfillment. Living fulfilled. In fact, I have a lot of people will email me and say, oh, you're so busy. And I'll say, you know, I'm full, dashed, fulfilled. And things are full. They're fulfilling. So you can have a more expansive flow. You can have more activities, more situations going on. But in a way that is in alignment to what you're doing. I'm hearing things. Is it me? Is the sound off? Okay, if you're in the chat, if you get in the chat and you don't have sound, it's a good idea to refresh. Let me know in the chat. Does everybody have sound? Do you have sound? Do you have sound? Do you have sound? Okay, shining the sound is fine. Okay, so that's the deal. If you guys are guests that are coming in and people that are coming in, if you don't have sound, what I've heard is do refresh. And if that doesn't work, then reboot, and that will get you zapped right into the system. I said I was going to call her a little later, but let's see if Lynn is around. I love sometimes just calling random people, in fact. That can be fun. I've called some people sometimes, and they've woken up kind of sleepy. Like, who is this? What's going on? Let's see. Okay, I'm not hearing anything. Hello? I think that was Lynn on the Dr. Lynn, if you're listening, you can call in. I'm trying to call you, and it just keeps saying connecting, and I think you were on the air before, so we're on the switchboard. I wasn't sure what time, if you were calling in or if I was calling you. So let's see what's happening. Right now, nothing is happening on the switchboard. No one is, it's not linking in. what I'm trying to do right now is call Dr. Lynn, and it's just saying connecting, so I'm not quite sure. Looks like we have interesting vibrational frequency manifestations happening right now, or phenom, as I like to call it, the phenom. There we go with that wonderful sound.
Hello,
Dr. Lynn.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Well, welcome back to Awakening. It's great to have you back. Yeah.
Great to be back.
Oh, yeah. Were you on the switchboard, by the way?
Yes, I was.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were calling me or I was calling you, and then I just thought, you know what? I'm going to just call.
Good.
So how's your day been?
Good. Really good.
Yeah.
Looking forward to talking to you and your listeners. And
got a lot of people in. Yeah, white light, what you're saying. Yeah, it's a European ring because I'm calling via Skype. I'm calling through recording equipment via Skype, via the switchboard. Yeah. So I don't know if you were able to hear it. Yeah, we just started. Well, you heard a little bit what we're talking about, the soul.
It was good.
Yeah, thanks. What do you think that there's more emphasis right now on the soul?
I think there's a lot more emphasis on the soul. It used to be the heart.
Mm.
It used to be opening the heart, and I think we've gone beyond that.
Yeah, interesting.
You know, staying present, the power of now, is really popular, mm-hmm. and I think it ties into what we're talking about today, because if we're not present, we can't hear the soul.
Yeah.
We can't hear those higher messages, that divine intelligence that comes through us.
Mm.
So we must be present.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. That is what it is, really. I was writing to someone earlier this morning talking about, they were talking just about that, about being present. And I said, yes, it's hard to, you know, really actualize or be your authentic self when you're constantly distracted, if you're being, you know, pulled in different directions. And this person had been writing how they did feel more present in their life and they felt more fulfilled by being present. And I thought, yeah, because, you know, when you're pulled in different directions, or you allow yourself to be distracted or pulled and not what I call spirit-led or allowing the soul's enfoldment, you don't really get the nourishment by the things, right, or the activities that you're doing. You might be doing a lot, but it's not sinking in.
Yeah, because if we're not there in the proper place to receive what the soul has to give us, if we're over there down the road doing, how can we receive it if our energy is somewhere else?
Mm.
We can only receive if we're present.
Ooh, wow.
And we can only truly give if we're present. We can only truly be of service if we're present. Otherwise, we're on automatic pilot. We're probably coming from the should life rather than where the soul wants us to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that automatic pilot piece that I think we all have to be careful of. Are we living the should life? Are our actions going towards the should life, or are our actions coming from, being directed from the soul?
Mm.
And you will know by your body. Your body will tell you. If you're in struggle, there's a piece of the soul that we can't hear, that we're not listening to yet. Because when we hit that soul stride, boy, you just glide right through life.
You do glide, yes.
Glide. Things come to you because you're in alignment.
Yeah. Now, Lynn, I'm getting some messages that your volume is too low, and I've got it up. Is there any way you can adjust so it's louder? Otherwise, I'll have you call in.
Yeah. No, that has that.
That's better.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me ask the people in the chat. Is that better? Okay. And give me again your email address, because I want to put it in the chat room.
Sure. It's Dr.
Lynn.
Website. It's
or
L-Y-
website. Yeah.
LYNNEBOUTROSS.com.
Okay. Website, yeah. Okay, got it. Okay, so I'm asking, is that better? On the sound. Yeah. Okay, they're saying that was a profound statement. I need to hear it right this moment. Thank you. Shining is saying that. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit, because we all hear be present, be present. Talk a little bit about that present mode and that autopilot you're talking about. And I want to qualify something. One reason I'm asking is because I do come across quite a few people that think they're present, but they're really on autopilot. So,
yeah. When we're growing up, we adapt the behaviors of our family. So, as unattractive as this is, women can become their mothers, and we take on, because we're such gentle souls, we learn what's put in front of us. And so that repetition in, if someone's critical to us, if somebody's judgmental, if we could never get it right, or it created a feeling of, I'm not enough, all of those things get locked into our cell memory. And until we become conscious of it, we start to operate on a should life that's based on, I need to please, I need to feel enough. And so we're in conflict inside of ourselves with wanting to do what our soul wants. It's like you might think you're an artist, but you're afraid to really paint or draw or write because you're not sure that it will be accepted. So rather than go ahead and do it just to express yourself, we get stuck in, oh, nobody will like it, no one will accept it, which is the patterning of our relationship with our mother. So we bring that pattern or something similar to that out into the world, and so we stay in our should life, in our small life, rather than take the risk and listen to the soul. If we were truly present, we would go inside and we would say, what is it I am here to do? What is it I'm to do right this minute? And we would follow through on that without all that mind chatter that we got as kids. So the perceptions that we're not enough create the beliefs that we're not enough, and then it creates the behavior. And we start acting on that behavior, and we transfer, who we think we are based on our parents, how our parents treated us. We project that onto everybody else. Oh, that editor won't like my writing. Who, really, you don't know the editor. You know that your mother might not like it. So we're projecting the inside to the outside, and that's how we lose staying present. So we're actually operating on an internal system that has been created when we were kids, rather than looking at it and saying, that doesn't serve me anymore. That was great back then. Gave me the protection I needed. But right now, I need a new system, and I need to change gears, and I need to go inside and get some guidance from inside and not from my head. All the good stuff happens below the neck. It comes from the heart. It comes from the soul, which is third chakra, and that's where we should be listening.
Thank you for calling the office of Dr. Lynn Boutros. Please leave a message and we'll get back to you shortly.
Where did I lose you? Hello?
To record your message again, press 5. To log into your mailbox or to contact another mailbox,
hi. Hello. Hello.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear on the air? Hello? 310-472. Hi, Lynn. Hey. Great. Good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, perfect. So I just want to see good, better. I hear you now, Michelle. Great. I don't know what was happening. Yahoo. Everyone's saying Yahoo. Okay, Lynn, you're there. Okay.
I don't know what that was, but okay, I'm glad we're back.
I know.
I was talking away and talking
away.
Were
you talking away? All we could hear on this end was clicks.
Oh, okay. Let's hope clicks. This is better.
Yeah, and you sound better too.
Okay.
So
good.
Something, yeah, with the sound. And everybody was loving what you're saying. Okay.
Cosmic Tree said,
Cosmic Tree is saying meditation over. Back to lesson. you were wonderfully talking about being present, and we were talking about how you were mentioning how patterns block us from listening to our soul,
mm-hmm.
And that it's connecting into that part of us. We need to be present. We can't be on autopilot. So it was just wonderful. So let's ask, how can one tell if they're on autopilot?
Did you guys hear when I said that only the good stuff happens below the neck?
Yes.
Where was I gone? Okay,
love that.
So you got one. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Autopilot. How to not.
Yeah, we got cut off when you said Shining is saying in the chat that we got cut off when you were saying everything's happening from the neck down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very interesting. And technology is a lot comes from the mind, which is very good. It's intellectual. It's good, but that's when we got cut off.
But intellectual. I'm glad you said that, Michelle. Intellectual mm-hmm. is good. In that
yeah.
it helps us carry out the messages that we receive. So most
yeah,
people
I believe
go the other way.
The totally into the intellect and then the mind. I think the mind is bad, you know, as well as the ego or the personality. But do you find if you're, because the intellect is just helping you to process or actualize what you're getting from that other part of yourself.
In the ideal situation, that's true. But for
mm-hmm.
most, it's taking you away from it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you have this great idea, and you're gonna write a piece, or you're going to talk to somebody that you've been meaning to clean something up with for a long time. And then the next
mm-hmm.
thing you're going to hear is your critical voice saying, oh, no, you shouldn't do that because. And that's what we call the intellect. That's what I call the critical voice. Which is the tape that's running in our heads. You just imagine a tape in there of you're not good enough, it's not going to work, it's just going to fail. All that negative stuff that you got so long ago is still rolling around in there. So ideally, yes, we want to go third, fourth, fifth chakra to get information, and then we want to carry it through. But that's not the majority of what people do. They think it, and then they try and carry it out, so everything's above the neck.
Mm-hmm. So what is a great way, and Shining's putting self-sabotage, what is a way to get people to not think it and then do the other, just to flip it so that they're allowing that soul's message to come through?
I think people that are meditators have a really good advantage here. Because
mm-hmm.
as they use their breath, they've already trained themselves to use their breath and to bring their awareness to the center. And once you feel your head is turned off, you can breathe into the center and ask the questions that you want to ask. What is my next step? What am I here to do? What is the truth?
You're outside. We're getting some background noise from you.
Me? No.
Yeah.
No, I'm sitting still in an office.
Oh, really?
I can talk louder.
Okay, that'd be great, because we're hearing a lot of...
Okay. I'm hearing it, too, but it's not in my room.
Huh. It feels like the ocean in the background.
yeah, it does. Let's see what's... It does feel like the ocean. I was just at the ocean. Maybe I brought the ocean with me.
You're very powerful. I wouldn't doubt it.
Maybe that's... Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah, better now. Okay.
So
you're saying meditators have an advantage to
yeah.
this?
Yeah, so I think people can follow their breath until they get calm, because as we breathe, as we do belly breathing, where your area around your belly button comes out on the inhale, you're pulling the spin from your head. You're pulling all that energy that's looping in your head, and you're pulling it down, and you're redistributing your energy through your body to where it needs to go for you to be in alignment. Because when we're in head spin, it's we're not going to get anywhere. It's just like a cat chasing its tail.
I like that term, Lynn. I've not heard that before. Head spin. That is, it really describes it, the head spin. So how do you get out of the head spin?
I got to do this, I got to do that, and it's all of that stuff, that to-do stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why people meditate, to slow down and stop. And I look at that kind of stuff as a boat speeding on the water. And it's just speeding and speeding and speeding, and eventually it's going to hit the wall. You know, it's kind of out of control. Mm-hmm. And I think we all want to go fishing, like maybe on a cruise, you know, where the boat's cruising along and you're taking in the sights and you're really enjoying it. And it's a whole different feeling being on a cruise ship than on a speeding boat. But breath and awareness, if your body's tense, you're probably speeding. If your body's relaxed and flowing, more in a yin state, more in a feminine state, you can still get a lot done, but you're not running anyone or anything over, especially the inner parts of you. Because sometimes we can be on overdrive trying to get everything done. And that just basically, we're moving farther and farther away from the heart and from the soul.
Now, we have a question in the chat, Dr. Lynn. So once you have a technique down, then the true knowing or be in touch with your true self appears? Is that what starts to happen?
Yeah, it's partially learning which questions to ask. So you want to ask really simple questions. And almost like, don't go too grand yet. Just ask things like, what do I need to do today to be in alignment? What do I need to do today to honor my soul?
Your soul.
I wouldn't go to things like, where am I going to be in 5 years? The soul just
doesn't. So you're saying to develop your intuition, you want to start slowly or start with just more simple questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, until you get more skilled at it.
Yeah, I think some people try to rush it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, a couple of things that block intuition and block us from hearing the soul are fear of change, fear of loss, and fear of failure. So it's a real fear component that keeps us stuck in the past, in those patterns that don't serve us anymore. But
can you repeat that again? I'm putting in that it's fear of, what is it, fear of loss?
Fear of change, fear of loss, and fear of failure. See, if you don't try, you'll never fail. And if you have failure issues, you're going to try and not do something that could be really successful for you. But because you still have the imprint, you're afraid of it. Where somebody else might not have that imprint and go, oh, no problem, and they would do it, but they're afraid of losing somebody in their life if they grow past them. So the fears, the different fears for us in following our intuition and listening to the soul are based from the past. Everybody's got a different blueprint there. Mm-hmm. And it really helps to know yours. And maybe that's a question you can ask during soul meditation. What is it that I believe that's not true about myself?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone listen, that's a really good one. What do I believe that's not true about myself? Wow, that's powerful. That really puts stuff in perspective. Boom. Like that's a great contemplation meditation, Lynn.
And what is it that I'm not seeing? That's a really good one because you're leaving it open for spirit. What is it I'm not seeing?
I'm going to ask that one today. I'm going to use that one today. What is it? I'm seeing a lot, but I'm always knowing I'm missing something here. What is it I'm not seeing? Because we do get into grooves, right, Lynn? We get into grooves. We get into little patterns, even healthy patterns, life-enhancing patterns. But any groove keeps us not seeing or feeling something else that's coming in. So every now and then we need a little pattern interrupt, right? we need to make messy. So something new can
good.
Come in. Yeah, isn't it? Messy is
yeah,
good.
Really
yeah.
good.
I'm
you know you've
you
lived life.
That.
If you're messy, you've lived life.
Exactly.
If you're neat and tidy, you're going to come back and do it again.
I love that list. We have quite a few callers. Should we open the lines?
Sure.
Okay, so Dr. Lynn Boutros, I'm putting that on the chat again so that they have, and those listening by phone or later when you listen to the archives, drlynnboutros.com. All right, so this person's been waiting very patiently. Hello, 402-477, you're live on Awakenings with Dr. Lynn. Do you have
Hi
a question?
There.
Or?
Well, actually, I was calling to see if I might be able to get a reading. I've been unemployed for about 6 months now and working on my spiritual awakening, trying to become human again after living corporate America. And to be honest, I'm feeling a tad bit lost because I believe, well, frankly, you know, my career was quite the identity for me.
Mm, okay. And may I ask your name?
My name is Sally.
Sally. Hi, Sally. Meet Dr. Lynn.
Hi. What were you doing?
I was a manager for clinical research.
Okay.
So it was relatively high stress.
And
big pharma.
In this time, Sally, that you haven't been working,
mm-hmm.
what's come up for you inside?
Lots of fear. I'm finding that when the thought of going back to corporate America brings tears, quite frankly, that the stress that I was experiencing before, mm-hmm. and so I'm working quite honestly on being happy. I've gotten into Law of Attraction, Abraham Hicks a little bit, and actually went to a meetup group the other day on happiness. Just trying to be happy is what the whole group is about.
And do you dial in and ask questions inside? Have you?
You know, I ask questions with a few coins that I have, and yeah, I do.
And I'm getting you're not getting it from the coins. So take a deep breath.
Okay.
Just take a breath and kind of settle in.
Okay.
Take a couple more. You're still looping in your head.
Yeah.
And feel yourself come down into your body.
Okay.
And now breathe into your belly area, your stomach area. Slow deep breaths. And ask inside, around career, what's my next step? And what's the first thing you hear?
I hear relax.
And how can I relax? What should I do to relax? What are my tools?
Yeah, I'm blank.
Okay, take another breath. What do I know to be true about myself? What do I know to be true about my happiness? See, as I'm reading you now, I'm getting a deserve issue.
A dessert issue.
Deserve issue.
And maybe have some dessert. I'm going to lighten it up here.
So basically a worthiness sort of thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Right. So the work you need to do that's blocking happiness is worthiness. Am I worthy of being happy? And everybody says yes, but if that program's still running, it's going to stop us.
Yeah.
You know, I think the worthiness, it goes toward societal pressure to have a job. I mean, frankly, I'm making bills barely, but there is a societal pressure that you must do. And I haven't been doing. My energy level has been very low. And so, yeah, self-esteem has been lower than normal because of that.
So you probably need to do some work on I'm not my job.
Okay.
And then who am I? And start to do some writing on that and start to emerge from that.
Okay.
But you've got to get through this initial programming. So do you guys all see that if the program is intact, that you might need to clear some of that stuff before you're going to hear the soul and the heart and the intuition? And that's why that initial programming to look at is so important, because it's blocking. And Sally, you were a great model. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Does that help?
Yes, it does. It really does.
Okay, good. I think it's a really, Dr. Lynn, what you're saying here is really important, because if we don't clear the programming, we can't find our true path, our authentic path, what gives us the most fulfillment. And like you were saying earlier, Dr. Lynn, if we're going by those shoulds or the corporate, you know, I should do this, or this makes more money, or this has more prestigious. If we're going, or the opposite too, I shouldn't do this because it's not going to make enough money, or it isn't as prestigious of a job as I was doing before, or that, you know, and I'm not saying you're doing that, Sally, but just to open it up to a lot of other people, it so blocks.
It does.
You know.
Well, Sally and everybody, all of us, are going on society's opinions.
Yeah.
And we really have to. Society, religion, and family, you've got to throw those away and start fresh.
Yeah.
And we all get hooked into that. You know, I speak for myself. I was a corporate executive for many years and thought, I'll be so boring when I don't do this job. And that's when my life started.
Well, you know, I actually like not being employed, but I get the impression that others, you know, I mean, that's the first question people ask. What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
And my response is, I'm working on being happy. It's interesting.
I love it.
Well, it's interesting to see the responses I get when I say that. Like, what's that mean?
You know, Sally, I spent a few years, I had the benefit, the luxury, worked for, however you want to quantify it, I didn't work. And I was also a friend of mine, a colleague, we both, you know, done some things that we didn't have to. We were able to take a few years off, and ran into the same thing. And I would tell people that I was retired, independently wealthy or retired, and it just spun their head. Talk about the, what we're talking, the mind spin, head spin, Lynn. And what cured me of caring if somebody's working or what they're doing is I lived in Europe, and they do not ask that question. Here in the United States, we have the business cards out. We're what do you do? What do you, that's the first question. Hi, how are you? What, you know, what do you do? Or my name is, what do you do? There, people do not ask that. I didn't know, and people didn't ask me. I would know someone for 2 and 3 months, and it never came up what we did to draw money in or create money or receive money or make money, however you want to put it. They just kind of think that's kind of gauche, like it's not a big deal. You're, you know, there's more to the person about that. And really kind of showed me another way. So maybe part of your mission, your path, is just being that wonderful mirror for people, that you're not caught up in that. You're reflecting that for them, you know.
Awesome.
All that you meet, you're reflecting this, you know.
I like that.
Very so.
Yeah.
And I'd question who you're hanging around with.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Very good. Cut to the chase. That's great.
Sorry
Listen,
to be blunt,
true.
But, you know,
yeah.
if they don't get it, I'd take a look at that.
But, you know, I
yeah.
think it's mostly me. It is a lot of that childhood, you know, identity, you know, as far as it's, you know, it's the father in me, you know, as far as my father, you know, you are your career to some extent. And it's truly what you were saying earlier as far as some of the childhood garbage that has kind of came up to float, and it's now blocking. So I will work on that, but I'm not
Here's
my
an easy exercise that all you guys can do. Make a list of all the things you don't like about your mother, going down the page, and then do a separate page for your dad, and then go back and check off the characteristics that you have. And then do the opposite. Get your consciousness wrapped around doing the opposite to break the patterns of being them.
Mm.
That's powerful.
I've actually done that. It works quite well. I didn't write it down, but I agree. With, yeah, because if you bring consciousness to what you don't want to, no longer need or want to do, or what isn't, what I call life enhancing. It's a really great exercise, Lynn.
Yeah, it is.
And it's simple.
Yeah, something people can do.
Well, wonderful. I thank you both very much. You've been very helpful today.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning into Awakenings.
Oh.
Yeah, got another caller here. Hi, 818-450. You're on the air with Awakenings.
I didn't know I had hit the one button.
You didn't, but
And the funny thing is I'm sitting here going, I am so not going to hit the one button because Lynn will tell me anything that she thinks I need to hear. Oh, my. Hi, Lynn. It's Tina.
Hello.
Oh, God. See what I mean?
Yeah, I'm a little stinker. I check everybody. If you don't email, text me in the chat saying you're just listening, I'm gonna hit that on-air button.
And I'm sitting here going, I'm just going to sit here and listen because Lynn's going to tell me something, and I'm sitting here thinking, I don't know if I want to hear what she's got going through her head right now. How interesting is that? Well, okay, since I'm here, I'm open to whatever you have to tell me, darling.
Well, you got to ask a question.
Yeah,
everybody,
a question.
This is Tina calling in. You got to put yourself out there, Tina. You got to ask a question.
Oh, all right. I do have an interview with a recruiter this afternoon. Is there anything in particular? For some reason, I'm seeing that 6 months from now, my financial situation, as I think I had told you before, will be very, very different. What do I need to do to get to that point? Is there anything in particular that I need to do other than the work that we've already been doing to get to that point?
I think you need to focus on how you can fulfill the position for them and get out of the fear that is in your neck and your chest. It's it's pretty intense right now, and you want to make sure you don't go into a job interview like that.
Right, right.
So if you have to sit in the car and do meditation or ground yourself and get to a more peaceful place, I think that would be helpful for you.
Well, it's interesting because right now, like I said, I was not planning on talking to you, so I think that's actually where some of that spin, as you call it, is actually coming from. So, and I don't know why I'm spinning about talking to you. I'm finding that really interesting, actually.
Well, you just helped somebody else get their answer in the chat, so that's great.
Well, maybe that's the reason.
Surrogate.
Then.
Maybe so.
Yeah, surrogate.
Surrogate.
Wonderful.
Love it.
Yeah, I got goosebumps. Yeah, intuitive just got the answer. Well,
good.
I love it. So you were holding the space for someone else also.
And happy to do it. Happy to do it.
All
right.
Listen.
I'm going to. I'm on my way to a computer, and I'll be there when I get there. My love to you both.
Okay.
Lots
Bye
of love
now.
And light.
Bye, Tina.
Okay, we have another caller. Hi, 619-822. You are on Awakening.
Hi, Michelle. It's Alyssa.
Hey, Alyssa.
Hello. So my question is, do you guys see would best suit me financially at this time to bring in more abundance?
Say it again. You're echoing.
Financial advice?
Mm-hmm. Can you ask a question?
What would best suit me to bring in more financial abundance at this time?
Okay. To bring in more. What are you used to doing, Alyssa?
I work and doing art with children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever thought of bringing meditation to children?
You know, I thought about that. I wasn't positive on how to go about it, but it might be worth researching.
I think you could be of tremendous service. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of aware people, conscious people in LA. And for you to even do a, where you take the kids while the parents are in spiritual service or at the schools, they can offer a meditation class. I've gotten one of my clients up into doing that in Northern California, and she's taken a brochure and marketed it to the schools, and they've all responded. She's overwhelmed now.
Wow, that's great.
And everybody just responded positively to having their children get centered and calm and all those wonderful things. And then you can teach the kids to ask the questions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What part of Northern California is she in? I'd love to go see her, and I'm planning on moving to San Francisco. So
why don't you email me and give you that info?
All right, great.
Okay. I think you can.
Yeah, and I was hearing, Alyssa, getting yourself out there more.
Mm-hmm.
You're so gifted. Even what Dr. Lynn was saying with the art and meditation, so gifted. I think, like what she's talking about, the brochure or putting something out there tangible, I think you're going to be really pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
And have quite a group, have quite a following. What I hear on a guide level is that you're getting your sphere of influence. You have your sphere of experience. You've done so much work on yourself and remain very connected and very authentic and true to yourself. Now it's time for you to help others do the same.
All right, great.
You're a natural with children.
Yeah, I got goosebumps. Every time you see it, Lana, my whole body is just goosebumpy.
Yeah, I it's my passion, and it shows. I love it. It's just a joy.
I wish I had a teacher like you when I was growing up.
Well,
you're just light.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh,
Mm. Well, listen, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, got another call, Dr. Lynn. Okay. Hi, you're on the air with Awakenings. And Dr.
Hello?
Lynn, this is 111. Yes. Is this
Can
Lola?
You hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure if it was me or not. Sorry.
That's
How
okay.
are you?
You're good. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Shauna.
Oh, Shauna. Okay, because someone else called in by Skype, too. It's hard to see on the switchboard. The Skype will just say 11111. So I don't really know.
Oh, you know what? It's because my phone's a private number. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's fine. That's So, Shauna, meet Dr. Lynn.
Hi, Dr. Lynn. How are you? I've been listening to you.
Do you have a question for us?
I do. I have been so stressed out. I can tell it's starting to affect my health. I had a pulmonary embolism in my lungs, so I had a lot of trouble breathing and stuff, and I was starting to get better from it. But now I'm so stressed that I feel like I'm making myself sick and affecting my breathing and my health and stuff just because of stress. And I wanted to know what you felt about that.
What's the stress over?
Everything. You know, I'm laid off, rent, bills, you know, life.
Mm-hmm. What I'm getting, Shauna, is that your trust needs to shift.
I don't have any trust right now.
No, you don't. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So what happens is when we have no trust, we pull ourselves into a state of depression, and
mm-hmm.
we see everything negatively, and that creates a stress response in the body.
Yeah, because I keep telling myself, okay, calm down. You're doing this to yourself. You're fine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I'm past the point of talking myself out of it.
What's true about you from a positive sense?
What's true about me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what you mean.
What's true about you? What's something positive about you?
I don't know. You know, the normal things people say, I'm honest, I'm hardworking, loyal.
But from more of a spiritual perspective?
I don't know. I feel like I'm on the spot. I can't think right now.
Yeah, so whatever work you were doing before became an identity for you,
mm-hmm.
and this seems like your time to find out who you are.
Who I am truly, not work
Who you
behind.
Are truly, because what you're doing is you're wrapping your energy around the old you, the should you, and you're stressing out because you're not meeting those requirements. So there's a set of requirements, conscious or unconsciously, in your head that you're not meeting. And so when we don't meet that, we start to stress out because we're not being very successful. But I think you have to ask yourself, is that the plan I want to follow? Or do I want to create something different that's going to bring me more towards happiness? You haven't been happy for a really, really, really long time.
That's true.
This negativity is permeating, and I see it from when you were about 2 months after you were born. You were already aware of what was going on in your family. And it's time now. It's time. It's time for you to be happy. It's time for you to see who you really are and not have who they think you are reflected back to you. You bought it.
So just make up my mind and
make
follow
up.
My true path?
Yeah. Tap in and start doing some meditation and pulling that looping energy out of your head down into your body. Your body will relax, and then you'll be able to ask some questions and get to know yourself. You're a stranger.
Okay.
You're a stranger to you.
Well, because I feel like I've been trying for everyone else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But you have to come into you. That's what I'm saying. Now's the good time. Now you get to really pay attention to you and give yourself what you need. Find out what you need first and then give yourself what you need. because you really don't know. And if you
do, you see everything turning out okay for me, though?
I do, once you take care of this piece. You have to turn it around and almost give it up. Give up the trying to succeed in their world. It's not yours. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, because, you know, there's always a part of you that knows the truth, but
yeah.
Sometimes you need someone else to say it.
Yeah, yeah. But you got a lot of good stuff to offer, and I think once you tap into it, you're not going to be worried about work. Once you can feel that, everything's going to turn around.
Okay, I'm going to try starting now.
Do it.
Do it.
You.
Do it.
I will.
Do it. You can do it. You can. You can.
I need that. You ladies don't know how much.
Yeah, no, you can. We can feel it. I'm goosebumpy today. There's so much truth going around.
It's a weird energy today, though. Do you feel it? It's kind of weird today.
Oh, it's very weird.
I don't know what it is.
I put it in the chat. It's very... Now, weird comes from the Nordic, which I love. R-W-E-I-R-D comes from W-Y-R-D. If you look on the runes, weird means faded. It comes from Odin, the unknowable. And there is a very, so that's a very apt description. I put it in the chat earlier that the energy was weird. I mean, we had some weird phone sound things happening.
Yeah, I've been feeling it since early morning. I'm just like, what is going on today? I don't know.
Yeah, but where does, you know, I think when Dr. Lynn and I mentioned earlier about the pattern interrupt, it's a little messy. It's a little off-kilter energy. You know, I don't know your perception on this, Lynn, but I always feel like something is emerging when that happens. It's like
mm-hmm.
two energies are like a whirlpool kind of.
That's what that's what I've been thinking too.
I mean, look at the opportunity that this recession has created for people to find out who they are.
Yeah.
It's tremendous. We all have to reinvent what we're doing and move more into happiness and truth and passion and not automatic pilot. And the recession has interrupted our patterns.
Yeah.
You know what, that's true, because I was talking to my friend the other day and I told her I've cut off, you know, everything, like reading the newspaper and watching the news and stuff, because it's always bad, 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 and it's like I don't want that right now, you know, I have enough.
Yeah. So you have a new project now, it's you.
Okay, thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. Thanks for
calling. Thank you. Blessings.
Bye-bye. Thank you, you too.
Okay, got another call. Hi, 773-930, you're on Awakenings with Dr. Lynn.
Hi, Dr. Lynn, how are you?
Hello, who's this?
This is Char.
Char.
I'm in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was listening to your show, and actually the previous caller that just hung up, I'm kind of going through something kind of similar, except I'm not working, and I just feel like my energy is so low, my energy level.
What's happening in your life that you're not happy about?
Well, I'm kind of confused about some things, like as far as, I'm a stay-at-home mom, but I know it's rewarding work, but sometimes I feel like I need something more for me, and then I feel kind of guilty. I feel like I'm kind of like just existing but not really living sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Char, does the sunlight affect you if it rains for a long time?
Unfortunately, it does. I know I probably should be able to be upbeat, even if it's a cloudy, cloudy, stormy day. But sunlight really, it motivates me. I don't know why.
You've got a disorder called SAD, seasonal affective disorder,
uh-huh.
and it's making you depressed. So
you
need some supplements to, it's almost like inside of your brain is dark, and
mm-hmm.
you need some light in there.
Okay.
And it's partially why you're feeling the way you do. It's just you can't get excited about anything. You're just kind of flat.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how I am.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well, that's really not who you are, but that's what your body's doing.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You just need some nutrients to balance out.
Nutrients. Okay. So now, like, to determine which nutrients I need, should I, like, look online or something, or?
Or should
I just try to eat more vegetables?
No, vegetables aren't going to do it. Why don't you email me, and I'll make some recommendations for you.
Okay. Online.
I'm gonna put
the website
address, the website again, which if you can
it's lynneboutuross.com.
Yeah, I put it in the chat, but just it's good because some people are not in the chat room and they're listening, and those also that will be listening to archive. If you would like to email Dr. Lynn for more information, it's Dr. Lynn, is it, it's just, or
no,
Lynn Boutros.
LynnBoutros.com, yeah.
Yeah, LynnBoutros.com, yes.
And
Tara,
you do need to be doing something at home, but once you feel better, it's something craftsy. So some type of a craft that you can sell. It's almost like knitting scarves or something along that line that keeps you at home, but it
mm-hmm.
also gives you a creative outlet. It might be needlepoint, it might be sewing, but you're using your hands.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know because I used to design T-shirts and I stopped. And I keep thinking about it, like, in the back of my mind, and I always feel like I'm letting myself down because that was, like, what my passion was. It just made me feel good when I would design the shirts.
Yeah, it still is. You just don't have the energy to do it now because of the depression. But once that shifts, you're going to be good to go, and everything's going to work out just great.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And now I'll definitely send you an email and maybe to get some recommendations on some nutrients, and maybe that'll help me out a little.
That would be great.
All right. Well, great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Char. Blessings.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we have somebody very patient that's been listening very patiently. Lola.
Hey,
are you on the
Michelle.
Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Lynn. I didn't know you had a question.
Oh, I don't really have a question. It's just more, wanting to know what's been going on. So much has been happening lately, and it's not so bad now, but it has been, driving me crazy. Just weird dreams and visions and just general unrest, high anxiety, just things like that. So I was kind of just wondering when it's all going to end.
Lola, I'm sorry, I missed what you said. I was focused on your sinus infection.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, but you need to do something about that.
I'm just getting over a cold, actually. Yeah, it's just like everything's kind of gone downhill in the last few weeks. Not downhill, just so many strange things happening. I was just kind of wondering when it's all going to settle down. I have really bad insomnia at the moment. What else? I don't eat well. And the dreams, I've had so many weird dreams. I can't seem to understand the messages, though. So I've been doing a lot of the meditating, trying to, tune in. But I'm kind of worried that whatever the messages are, I'm not getting them. And, how do I make sure I understand what's happening?
Lola, how do you feel about yourself?
I'm feeling good. I'm getting better all the time. I've done a lot of work in the last maybe 6 months, and I'm just learning a lot about myself and gaining confidence and things like that. So that's getting better all the time. I do have up and down moments. I ended an abusive relationship maybe almost a year ago, actually. Coming up to 1 week, next week it'll be a year ago. So, yeah. So
I think it's great that you're doing this work on yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think you need to go a little bit deeper inside of yourself, because I'm still getting you don't like yourself.
Okay.
So when you're doing your meditation, I would ask, what do I need to do to feel my love for myself? It's easier for you to love other people. But loving yourself, if you love yourself, then the anxiety will go away because you'll be connected with yourself. Your connection with yourself is not as strong as it could be. And it causes the anxiety because you worry about things. It's like you need to depend on yourself as number one. And I see that there's still a part of you that depends on other people.
Yeah, I'm going to powerful. Now, one thing, and I saw it in the chat, and I was thinking the same thing. Some of this are ascension symptoms, but as we're ascending, you know, expanding our consciousness, we do have to go deeper. It does bring up stuff. I've had it myself that, you know, I'm living in this expanded consciousness world, and all of a sudden it's like, ooh, something is coming up here. What's going on? So the more we're ascending, you know, some of the symptoms I think that you're experiencing are part of that, as well as is what Dr. Lynn is saying about going deeper. Because the more aware we become, the more conscious we become, the more expanding we become, we see those little areas come into view. Sometimes we don't see them. And that's a good question for you, Dr. Lynn, also. What can people do? Because like you were saying, a lot of times, you know, you're doing this work on yourself, doing inner work. Then stuff does start coming up, and there sometimes is this, things can be missed where people aren't necessarily going deeper.
Oh, that's how I feel, actually. Yeah, because, you know, you're right. I don't really like to get too emotional or look too deep. I've been, you know, I find that I do everything a real little bit at a time. You know, like I found out a lot about myself and how a lot of things in my past have affected me. And, you know, I don't really like it at all, but I find I can cope better if I do it a little bit at a time. So the emotional thing, you know, looking deeper into the emotional side of me, yeah, it hasn't really been all that pleasant. So, yeah, I kind of do agree with Dr. Lynn. I think she's right.
Yeah. So what can people do, though, to connect, to go deeper, Dr. Lynn, if, let's say, they are doing a lot of work on themselves and stuff starts coming up? Because sometimes I think people have the idea, well, I'm done, you know. I'm not saying that you are, Lola, but a lot of times people have the idea, well, I've done work on myself, I'm done. What would you suggest people look for? How do they know they need to go deeper, I guess, also?
I don't know that there's ever a question.
Ah, okay.
You know, can we get it all done in this lifetime? It's a lot of stuff for all of us. It becomes the next piece. So if you feel like you're done with the piece that you're working on, you can ask again inside, is there anything more that I need to know or clear regarding, and then fill in the blank.
Okay. I'm writing that. Is there anything more I need to know or clear? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I love that. Okay.
Wow.
Because, okay. Lola, you're not the only one. I hear it all the time from people that they're done, or I worked on that already, or mm-hmm. I do a lot already. But that's what I'm saying. We can say I'm doing a lot already, but maybe is it the right question? And I like what you're saying, right, Dr. Lynn?
Right.
You said that earlier. You know, ask again, because sometimes we don't ask ourselves the right question. We ask ourselves the question that we get the answer that I'm done or I've done enough. So,
yeah. It means you're bored.
Anything that's helpful.
It means you're bored. And if we're bored with the work that we're doing, it means we're not deep enough because there's a lot of fluidity in the depth. There isn't any in the surface stuff. So
does it always have to be painful, though? I mean, I'm finding that, you know, it was really weird. There was a man at work who passed away the other day, and, you know, this was a man who used to touch me inappropriately, and, you know, he just gave me so much stress. And then when I found out that he passed away, you know, I felt nothing. But later in the day, you know, he used to leave work between 12:30 and 1 p.m., and that day, on the Monday, I just felt so anxious that whole time. It was really weird. And then I had this really weird pain in my leg. He used to limp. So I was kind of wondering, you know, if that had something to do with him. I mean, it didn't last long, maybe a couple of hours, but it just really kind of got to me because I was thinking, you know, what am I supposed to be feeling here? Because I just couldn't feel anything for this man. You know what I mean? So that kind of threw me because I'd never had that happen before.
To me, it's just opening you up to feeling.
Okay.
Because
it's
not something that you usually embrace.
The one thing she doesn't want to do, the one thing you're supposed to be doing right now.
Yeah. I want to go back a second, Lola, to something that you said, and when we were talking about the exercise, is there anything more I need to know or to clear about a topic? Another question that you can ask yourself is when we know we need to let go of somebody or we're still struggling with that person inside of ourselves, the question may be, what does or what did X teach me? In other words, how is this person my teacher? What did he teach you about yourself? And that will help us let go of the other person. Once we get the message, we can let the messenger go. And once you can see that it's not about him, but about you letting him into your life and how you felt to let him into your life, then you can work on that piece of how you feel about yourself. But just remember, everyone's just a messenger and a teacher for us. They just help us elevate.
Okay. Thank you. I actually get that. Wow. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, thanks, Lola. You opened a whole other avenue and can of worms for everyone in the chat. I'm going to be sending
helps.
This archive. Yeah, it was a wonderful help. I'm going to be sending this archive to a couple of clients of mine. Listen to what she has to say about it. You're done. Thanks, sweetie. Big hug to you.
Thank you. Hugs to Michelle.
Okay. Blessings. Oh, Lynn, that was great. Oh, that is.
I thought I'd wake everybody up.
I think you did. And I love too, you know, it's the many times in our path, it's the one thing we don't want to do. And I've heard you say that with a few of the listeners, the one thing that they kind of already know they need to do or they don't want to do that's their block. It's the one thing that they need to do is what I'm hearing you say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the feeling.
Well, here's the question you guys can ask yourself. What is it that I have not been willing to do? Or what is it I have not been willing to see? Or no?
Putting that in the chat. What is it I've not been willing to see or do or know? What's your thought on, Lynn, in the remaining minutes of, and I'm not sure if you've even seen this, I'm sure you have, that because when you said that on what have I not been able, been willing to know, what is it sometimes when people, you can see that they're very knowing, they're very wise, they're very connected, but they're not seeing their own inner knowing. They're not seeing their own wisdom.
That feels to me more like they're in their head.
Okay. Okay.
It's almost like they're doing it from a rote spiritual life, and I'm going to put spiritual life in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the stuff that they've read in a book or they've been taught in a class, and they're doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really just repeating maybe what they learned in class but not personalizing it.
Mm-hmm.
So
kind of that little kid saying, I'm doing it, am I doing it right, or this is the right way.
Mm-hmm. I think as spiritual teachers, we need to personalize it and make sure that we're doing the right piece for ourselves and not just doing the rah-rah. Yeah, I go to this place, and I go to that, and I do that, and that, and that. And it's like, yeah, you don't really evolve that way. It's still an internal process. You may go there to get the questions to do the internal processing.
Mm-hmm. And so with that, so again, it's a sense of that deepening that you talked about before.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's really being in self-inquiry.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that's so important on the path. If you're going to be on a conscious path, and like you say, not just the books or taking workshops and nothing sinks in, you've got to do the self-inquiry. You've got to do the check-ins. I call them little check-ins.
Otherwise, you'll end up thinking that you've spiritually bypassed things or that you're doing an emotional bypass to become spiritual. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
As you clear the emotional pieces and the early patterns, the spiritual stuff is just there, and all of a sudden you go, whoa, I'm thinking differently because it's been replaced. It's almost like it's waiting in the background.
Yeah.
The spiritual stuff is waiting in the background. Once you clear the emotional stuff, it just moves right into its space.
Yeah, and Shining's been putting meditate, meditate. But I want to say meditate, but you have to do the emotional clearing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've met a lot of, my field, meditation, I've met a lot of major meditators that are, their emotional body, their astral body is so toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, the self-inquiry, you're looking at those patterns, as Dr. Lynn was talking about, that, we get handed on or we take on. It's like house clean. It's like letting the sunshine in the house, opening the windows. It's just much clearer when the windows are clean. Yeah. Oh, you do agree. Okay. Yeah.
Get rid of the mold.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That would be childhood.
The mold is childhood. Yeah, and especially as we're, in these major shifts that we're a part of and what we're co-creating right now, in this new universal climate, this global wake-up where we're creating these new patterns, we have to clear out the old. The old, the mold, as Dr. Lynn said, we got to clear out the mold. Mystic Light put in there, we've got to clear out the spiritual mold. Yeah. Well, it's emotional mold. It's the emotional patterns.
Density.
You know,
the density, like the mold. Mold is dense.
Yeah.
So are the emotional patterns.
Yeah. God, and if you think about it, a mold is a pattern, too. It's funny. I like what you say too, because you said that the spirit part will naturally shine through if we're clearing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a given. That's a natural state.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, that's there anyway. That will be there in handling these emotional paths.
You don't have to go out and learn spirituality. It's already downloaded.
Yeah.
All you have to do is get rid of the emotional stuff that's occupying the spiritual space.
Yeah. we're already spiritual. We're spiritual
mm-hmm.
beings, but
mm-hmm. we're toxic.
But it's
gotta
yeah.
clean out the mold.
Clean out the mold. I put in "Clean Out the Mold" by Dr. Lynn. There's your infomercial, Lynn. For cleaning products for cleaning out the mold. Oh, gosh. Oh, let go of dramas, Reiki is putting. Absolutely. And, Lynn, you're saying this mold, in essence, is that's what blocks us from hearing our soul.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
It's filling the spiritual space, and it shouldn't be there. It's our job mm. to clean it out with whatever process you choose.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to go deep. It's got to be deep cleaning. You can't just clean the surface. It won't go away.
Right. Yeah, I think that's something we all got today, is you got to go deeper. Mm-hmm. I love what you said about that.
Mm. And it takes courage. It takes a lot of courage to do the work.
Mm-hmm. It really does. It takes that courage to look within. It really does. And like you said about the with the self-inquiry, it's not for the faint of heart. And you have to stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always the next step, the next piece, like you said.
You know when you're done with a piece because it breaks like a glass. That's how you
mm-hmm.
know. It
mm-hmm.
just poof and it's gone and you can't even find it anymore. That's when you've mm-hmm. gotten all the way to the core.
Mm-hmm.
Everything prior to that leave something to look at.
Mm. Mm. Wonderful. Out-of-box thinkers, if you have a question, we've got 2 minutes. Somebody in the chat, put your question. Yeah, Shining, I love the breaks like glass. Pretty powerful. Well, we got a minute remaining, so we're going to be winding out. Dr. Lynn, it's been wonderfully to connect with you.
Thank you.
A great treat for you to come and share your insight and your wisdom. If you'd like to connect with Dr. Lynn, you can reach her at lynnboutros.com, and that's LynnBoutross.com. Thanks so much, Lynn, for being with us.
Thanks.
And thank you all, Radiant Light Beings, for being a part of Awakenings and being a part of the Converging Flow. If you'd like to get my updates on Twitter, I'm at Awakenings Radio. And that's AwakeningsRadio, Awakenings Radio. I so love meeting with all of you and feel very blessed to be sharing the wonderful guests that we are able to have on Awakenings and just to connect with all of you. Appreciate your emails and the feedback that you've been giving. It really helps. You are the ones that are making Awakenings what it is. It's all part of us. It's a community here. So love to hear from you. And if you'd like to be on the newsletter list, you can email at info@selfinlight.com. And again, we were speaking with Dr. Lynn Boutros, and if you'd like to connect with her for more information, a wonderful gifted teacher, healer, doctor, an actual medical doctor, as well as intuitive, you can reach Dr. Lynn Boutros at lynnboutros.com, LynnBoutross.com. All right, until next time, keep awake. You're listening to Golden Sun by Thunderbee off the Ancient Sun Sea. Continue to shine your light.